Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're in the Keystone State to discuss Pennsylvania Representative John Joyce, a lawmaker whose decades of experience as a physician give him a unique perspective in the U.S. House.
It's always interesting when someone comes to Congress after a long and established career outside of politics. Dr. Joyce was a practicing dermatologist for many years, correct?
That's right, for a full 25 years. After finishing medical school and his residency, Dr. John Joyce established his own dermatology practice in Altoona, Pennsylvania, serving patients across the rural region of South Central Pennsylvania. He wasn't just working in a large hospital system. He was running his own small business, managing staff, dealing with insurance companies, and seeing firsthand the day-to-day realities of patient care. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Dermatology and also served for a time in the U.S. Navy Reserve Medical Corps. This quarter century of practical, hands-on medical experience is the defining element of his background.
What prompted him to leave that long medical career and make the jump into politics in 2018?
Like many physicians who enter politics, a major motivation was frustration with the healthcare system. He felt that decisions being made in Washington were negatively impacting his ability to care for patients and making healthcare less affordable and accessible, particularly in rural areas like the one he served. He ran on a platform centered on healthcare reform, promising to bring a doctor's practical knowledge to the policy debates. He won the election to represent Pennsylvania's 13th District, a reliably Republican area.
Once in Washington, he landed on a committee that seems tailor-made for his expertise, the Energy and Commerce Committee.
It's the perfect spot for him. The Energy and Commerce Committee, often called E&C, is one of the most powerful and sought-after assignments in the House. It has incredibly broad jurisdiction over huge swaths of the economy, including healthcare, energy, the environment, telecommunications, and consumer protection. Crucially, Dr. Joyce serves on the Health Subcommittee. This puts him right at the center of all major healthcare legislation considered by the House. His voice carries significant weight because he can speak not just from a political perspective, but from the perspective of a physician who has actually treated patients and run a medical practice.
So what specific healthcare issues does he focus on from that position on the Health Subcommittee?
He has been very active on several fronts. He is a strong advocate for policies aimed at lowering prescription drug costs, supporting medical innovation, and expanding access to telehealth, which is particularly important for rural districts like his. He is also focused on strengthening rural hospitals and addressing physician shortages in underserved areas. He often brings a very practical, real-world perspective to debates that can sometimes become overly academic or partisan, reminding colleagues of the impact policies have on actual patients and doctors.
Beyond healthcare, what are his other major priorities, particularly given his committee assignment also covers energy?
Energy is another key focus, which makes sense representing a district in Pennsylvania with significant natural gas resources. He is a strong proponent of an all-of-the-above energy strategy, advocating for policies that support domestic production of oil, gas, and coal, while also recognizing the role of renewables. He generally favors reducing regulations on the energy sector to promote American energy independence. As a mainstream conservative Republican, his overall approach is focused on free market principles, fiscal responsibility, and limiting the size of the federal government. His work reflects the priorities of his largely rural, working-class district.
It sounds like his medical background truly is the lens through which he views most policy issues.
It really is. Whether it's healthcare, the economy, or even regulatory policy, he often brings it back to how it affects the individuals, families, and small businesses he served for 25 years as a doctor. He is part of a small but influential group of physicians in Congress whose practical experience provides a unique and often grounding perspective in highly complex policy debates. He is, quite literally, a doctor in the House.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.